Andy Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art? Monday mornings here on Northland Morning. Good morning, Annie. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Chris. I'm doing grand. And we have a great week of art ahead, as always. Thursday, the Rochester Art Center, which is an amazing facility and actually not too far away. If you're ever, you know, in that part of the state, for good reasons or bad, I would recommend going to the Rochester Art Center because they really have an exceptional program. And they have a great series. It's the Emerging Artist Series. And Susanna Majors, who's the curator, the director of the curating department, is going to be in Duluth Thursday at 6 p.m. She's going to do an information session. I really love that they are trying to reach out to the whole entire state. So often we see Minneapolis and St. Paul represented, and there's amazing artists in that area, but there are amazing artists throughout the state. And Susanna is really interested in expanding the professional development of those artists and really encouraging them to step up their game, step up, you know, the kind of things that they're proposing, the kind of outlets that they want to show their work. So this is a great opportunity for emerging artists in our region to apply to the Emerging Artist Series at the Rochester Art Center, because it really, working with that team, working in that space is a fabulous opportunity. So Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Duluth Art Institute will be that session. And then there's two just phenomenal shows this Friday that I would recommend everybody to go to. The first is at the Washington Studio Galleries. The artist is Monica Aries. It's 18 new mixed media pieces. The title of the show is called In Their Midst, and it is all about the Anasazi people. This is an indigenous culture that kind of vanished. You know, when we have a lot of these interesting questions about them, and this is her reaction and impression of that interaction with those ruins. So that's Friday at 5:30 at the Washington Studios, and then Friday from 7 to 10 at the Prove Gallery, Brian Ring and Flo Metamoros have a show. It's a joint show. It's called The Things They Carried. And I couldn't help but think of the book by Tim O'Brien. But this is very much about the two of them interacting. They're describing it as a contemporary expressionist conversation. Flo does work on walls. A lot of times she just works on shoes. The two of them have created an interactive piece. Usually Flo's work is black and white, but Brian brings in color, and it really, the images that they have online are just striking. I'm so excited for this show. I cannot state enough what Flo has done for the arts community here in Duluth and through Prove Gallery. It's really been an outlet for contemporary voices in our region, and she deserves a lot of credit for that, and she's a fabulous artist in her own right beyond just what she does with curating. So I'm really excited to see the two of them together with this show. So it's a great week of art. Hope you get out and see some.
Hope we do too. Thanks so much, Annie. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Take care.
You too. Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art? Mondays on Northland Morning.